We are live from Ladd Peebles Stadium in Mobile, Alabama. South team practice continues on day two, and welcome into Senior Bowl Live on Jaguars.com. J.P. Shadrick with you on a clear but blustery and little cool day in South Alabama. It has affected practices all day. The North team practiced this morning for about 2 hours right here on this field, then the lunch break for everybody. The South team just came out a few minutes ago, and the wind is wreaking havoc, certainly on the quarterbacks today. Balls fluttering in flight, and a little different setup than in Fairhope yesterday for the South team. The North team will practice in Fairhope later this week, but the teams are both here at Ladd Peebles Stadium today and tomorrow as well. We'll be joined by a number of guests today. Ryan O'Halloran from the Florida Times Union, Marcus Stroud, Mike Peterson, two former Jaguars are here, and they will join us live coming up. They'll answer some of your questions on Twitter. And Mike DiRocco from ESPN.com joins us as well. Let's get to our first guest, and he knows all about weather like this. Ryan O'Halloran from the Florida Times Union. It's either Mobile or Fargo. I haven't figured it out yet.
This is like a spring day in Fargo, but this is not what we signed up for in Mobile today. But you mentioned the wind in your open. It's really tough for these quarterbacks in the morning practice to complete any long passes. So maybe they're trying to see how they can power the ball through the wind. But it's a kicker's day right now.
No doubt about it. Speaking of, you know, getting the ball through the wind, if a quarterback has a bad week in Mobile, we both talked to Dave Caldwell. He said that it's just the start of a long process. One bad week won't determine an outcome.
Yeah, I mean, this is just what you're going to hear for the next 3 months is layers. The season, the body of work, the Senior Bowl, the combine, the pro day, the individual workouts when they bring guys into Everbank Field. So this is just one piece of the puzzle. It's going to be a bigger piece of the puzzle for people like you and me because we're able to see it. So assumptions are going to be made. Usually they're wrong, but it gives people something to talk about.
Ryan O'Halloran is with us. Quarterback, the most important position to the Jaguars this week?
Absolutely, with an asterisk. I think the guy that they take in the first two rounds probably isn't here. I think maybe like a Mettenberger or a McCarron in the second round if they go that route. If they go the first round, Manziel, Bortles, et cetera, Bridgewater. So quarterback number two. But under the radar position, this team needs a center. And I talked to Brian Stork from Florida State last night. He said that George Yarno is quizzing the centers a lot more than the other linemen. So I think they're starting their research because they think they may have to have a rookie center, rookie quarterback combo.
Ryan O'Halloran is with us, and that even goes with a guy like Brewster who's still around and some other interior linemen that can play center.
Yeah, and the one name I heard late in the year was Jack McClendon, and you know, that was a surprise to me because he hasn't played center here. He barely played guard until the last couple weeks of the season, so they like some of the things he can do. So, you know, what Gus preaches, competition. So if you have three guys competing for a starting spot, the best guy's going to win. Each of them are going to get their chance during camp.
Ryan O'Halloran is with us from the Florida Times Union. Senior Bowl live from Ladd Peebles Stadium in Mobile. The South team practicing behind us now. They'll go into stretch shortly and then get into individual work. We'll show you a little bit of that live coming up as well. What's the most surprising thing you've heard from this week? Only a couple days in, but anything surprise you yet?
I think one of the general surprises always is guys are not as tall as their colleges say they are. And, you know, looking at, there were a lot of guys yesterday during the weigh-in height stuff, under 6'2", like Aaron Murray listed at 6'2", was he barely 6'1". So all that stuff comes into play, but talking to a couple people, they said these guys really have come in decent shape. Some of them haven't played in 6 weeks, but they didn't let that get to them, so they came ready knowing they were going to have to practice. But another thing is it looks like a lot of corners who are experienced in press coverage because that's the way the league is going, and that's what we're going to see this week.
You know, Aaron Murray said yesterday he was happy just to crack 6 foot, you know, because coaches say, oh, you're 5'10", 5'11". He actually texted his offensive coordinator and told him, hey, I'm 6 foot. When is that a true determining line? Why is height such an importance, or is it?
Well, I think it is because people at home are going to say, well, what about Russell Wilson? What about Drew Brees? Shorter quarterbacks. They're two guys. I mean, there's 70 quarterbacks under contract in this league, maybe more. You can't list 10 guys. Looking from a Jaguars perspective, you got big guys all over the line. You got to see through them. If you have a shorter quarterback, that affects your blocking scheme. They give lanes to throw in, so it affects everything you call if you have a guy who can't see over the line.
Ryan O'Halloran is with us from the Florida Times Union. How long are you in town this week?
It's an open-ended trip. Yeah, maybe Thursday, maybe Friday, but yeah, we're plugging away, getting some stuff for this week and next week. But you know, like the big thing from when you guys people watch the game on TV Saturday is small victories. I mean, who flashes as an edge rusher, because that's what the Jaguars need. Who flashes as a as an interior lineman when they can hit for real, which they aren't going to do this week in practice. So watching certain positions will be a big thing for Jaguars fans.
How many of these events have you covered, Senior?
This is my third. And it seems like it's gotten better the last couple of years. When Phil Savage came in, he saw the rosters. And usually in the mid-2000s, it was what can be the biggest draw. So they got a ton of SEC guys, and there are too many guys not getting drafted. But last year, over 90 of these guys got drafted. So you're not guaranteed to get selected if you come in this game, but you got a pretty good shot.
Ryan, we appreciate your time. Thanks a lot. Stay warm.
All right, where's the hot chocolate?
Yeah, I don't think the concession stands are open. Ryan O'Halloran from the Florida Times Union. Senior Bowl Live rolls along from Ladd Peebles Stadium in Mobile, Alabama. South team practice on Tuesday behind us. J.P. Shadrick with you. Glad you're with us today on Jaguars.com. We're working through some technical issues, but should be good to go now. We're joined by a couple of special guests. Two former Jaguars are here. Mike Peterson, Marcus Stroud. I am the smallest eater of the three in this group right here. Guys, it's good to see you. You know, we spoke earlier. Why are you guys here? Why are you in Mobile?
I'm just trying to get into business, you know, trying to get into coaching after a long career playing. You know, you find yourself, you know, wanting to be involved. You know, I was able to, lucky enough to, you know, experience an internship, a student assistant last year with Coach Muschamp, you know, and enjoyed it. You know, so it's something that I, you know, definitely want to get into.
Marcus, same for you, right? You're trying to get a foot in somehow. This is a good way to start.
Definitely. You know, anytime you can come to a great event like this and rub elbows with the upper brass of the NFL teams, you know, it's a great opportunity to get out of network and try to get in. You know, we still have that itch, and we want to be around and do some football-type activities.
I saw your eyeball in the defensive lineman over here. Anybody stand out the first couple of days?
Yeah. You know, this guy right here, number 90, that's going through the bands right now. I like him. He's a good interior guy. Look like he could definitely play some nose guard for somebody. Moves well and moves his feet.
How about linebackers? Anybody stand out so far to you?
Well, I just had a chance to actually check them out, but from what I've seen earlier, athletic guys, you know, coming from the South, you know, a lot of SEC guys, you know, you definitely have to be, you know, athletic, which would be, you know, great going, you know, getting ready for the next level.
Mike Peterson, Marcus Stroud with us live from the Senior Bowl in Mobile. I want to ask you guys, of course, longtime Jaguars. You retired as a Jaguar. The direction this organization has gone now, new ownership, new GM, new coaching staff, now year in, going into year two, what are your thoughts seeing it from the outside?
Definitely looking for major improvements. I like the things Mr. Khan and Gus are doing. You know that they're turning things around. You saw the second half of the season last year. Those guys came out and they played much better ball. So now it's just the fact of coming out here and evaluating talent and getting some more guys in and getting them up under their tutelage and bringing them along so we can turn this thing around.
A couple of Twitter questions. This is from at D. Moody Smith. In which areas did the Jags take the biggest steps forward this year? I know you watched them a little bit.
Yeah, I think just finishing, buying in. You know, probably which is the biggest. You take away the offense and our defense, special teams. Take the, you know, X's and O's part out. You know, just buying in, finishing the season the way they finish. You know, that's a big step into the transition from, you know, the offseason and on to the next season.
I guess the last playoff team was 07. You guys were both around for that. There was a little bit of swagger missing around there after that. You know, that locker room was jam-packed with grown men, you know.
Right.
It changed a little bit. How does that come back? Can you start with that somewhere? Can you put your finger on that? Where does that come from?
Definitely. It comes from places like this. You come out here and you see guys who can play, but you're not looking for players necessarily, because if you're at this point right here at the Senior Bowl, there's a bunch of guys out here can play. We're looking for guys that have that dog in them. You know what I mean? That, like you said, that swagger, that dog just go out there and fight to the end, win, lose, or draw. And you get guys like that on your team, that'll start helping turn things around.
You got the Jaguars and the Falcons staffs here this week. You have a lot of familiar faces out here, I'm sure, certainly with former Jags now on the Atlanta side.
Right, yeah. Both familiar on both sides of the ball. So I'm actually enjoying the process. You know, I get to, you know, sit and chat with some of the guys, you know, here in Jacksonville, and also some of my buddies up in Atlanta as well. So great process, man. I'm just enjoying it.
How are your linebacker coaching skills? You know the Jags have an opening, right?
Oh, man, I think they're – probably amongst the best.
I'm an advocate for him. You know, Mike P was a great middle linebacker for the Jaguars. He played great for the Falcons and for the Colts. He has a 14-year guy. Great knowledge of the game. Was down in Florida helping those guys out this year. Hey, what better guy you can get to motivate than one of the guys that used to run the defense for us? So, hey, he can go out there and get them inspired to play some good ball. Hire Mike P.
I was about to say, yeah, that could be your agent, right?
Guy, right? You know, but it's a process. You know, I keep it professional and try to do it the first-class way, man. You know, that's why I'm here, you know, going through the process, you know. So, yeah, we'll see, you know.
Well, guys, we really appreciate your time today. Enjoy the rest of your week. Good luck to you, and we'll hope we'll see you down the road. Thanks.
All right, thanks, man.
All right, thank you. Thanks, fam.
Mike DiRocco. From ESPN.com, joining us live from Ladd Peebles Stadium in Mobile, Alabama. Mike, this is... There go the sunglasses. They're gone.
Thank you. You promised you were going to do that for me.
Just for you. I'm going to step down, and we'll get on the same
this
level.
This is how, like, the rest of the world lives.
That's right. Hey, thanks for hanging out with us today.
No problem.
How many Senior Bowls have you covered? Because you were a college guy for a long time, and you know, how's this work?
This is only actually my second, and the first one was the Tim Tebow Senior Bowl in 2010. So that
name's not allowed on.
Well, sorry, the even if he's released Senior Bowl, how about that? That was a circus. This is much more calm compared to what that was like then.
So covering it from a college standpoint compared to covering it from an NFL standpoint, different for you?
Yeah, a little bit, because I'm more concerned with, you know, the guys the Jags are looking at and positions the Jaguars are interested in, defensive end, quarterback, you know, wide receiver, the offensive line, especially in the interior. So, you know, I'm paying probably more attention to those guys as opposed to, you know, when I was covering for the college, you would kind of look at the big college kids that you know, kind of figuring out where they fit in, how they're matching up. So it's just we're looking at it from a little different perspective, that's all.
Do you have a chance to catch up with Caldwell and Bradley yet? What are your thoughts about how they're handling this week?
Yeah, I have. I think Dave Caldwell is like a kid in a candy store a little bit. You know, he loves coming out here scouting and looking at that stuff. You know, he loves watching film. So I think he's having a good time just kind of wandering around. I saw him talking to a couple of kids yesterday. That's interesting. And you know, there's no better way to get a feel for these kids than to coach them, to throw stuff at them in the meeting room on Sunday night and see how they handle it on Monday on the field. So, you know, the Jags coaching staff is just in its element here. I mean, there's no better way to evaluate a kid. You may put on tape and see a kid and not really fall particularly in love with him. But then you get him out here, you coach him, you see how he handles the criticism, you see how he handles absorbing the information and regurgitating it on the field here, which I guess is a bad way to say that, but doing it on the field, you know. That's an invaluable scouting tool.
It depends on the team meal the night before.
I suppose, right?
Mike DiRocco from ESPN.com is with us. Senior Bowl live on Jaguars.com. Glad you're along with us. You mentioned defensive ends. You mentioned quarterbacks. 2 days in, anybody stand out to you so far?
Well, quarterback-wise, I mean, it's hard not to really like Jimmy Garoppolo from Eastern Illinois. I mean, I haven't seen much of the North team, but, I mean, so far I've liked what I've seen of him. The quarterback that probably impressed me the most and can't do anything is Aaron Murray, just from the fact that he's here, going through meetings, taking notes, interviewing with teams, talking with the Jags, asking questions. You know, I mean, that's very impressive because there are guys that had opportunity to come here and decided not to, and he's a guy who can't play, and he's here. So that's pretty impressive, and I think the coaching staff was pleasantly surprised with his attitude. You know, and then Van Noy from BYU and Urban, I guess, from Virginia are two guys that have caught my eye. One of the defensive tackles, the kid from Princeton, Caron Reed, has been a guy that I've been really impressed with. He reminds me a lot of, and this is my former Florida roots, Dominique Easley. You know, maybe not 320-pound defensive tackle, but, you know, 285, 290, quick, and the quickness is really what makes him special. You know, and then SEC Homer roots, but Chris Smith and D Ford, the two defensive ends, man, they always say the difference in the SEC is the speed on the defensive line, and you just watch those two guys in pass rush drills, they're quicker than everybody else, and it shows. So, I mean, I think those are guys that, you know, Jags fans might want to keep an eye on.
We had a few people tell us about Ford yesterday and how he stood out yesterday.
Right.
Especially.
And he's a little light. I think he's like 243, so, you know, you'd probably need to bulk him up a little bit more. I mean, if you're the Jags, you're looking at him at as the Leo position, that hybrid end linebacker thing. So, you know, but there's no doubting he's athletic and he can run. And those are two good things to have. And they can figure out if he can add, you know, 10, 15 pounds and bulk up a little bit.
Mike DeRocco with us, ESPN.com, covers the Jaguars, of course, on a daily basis. How long are you in Mobile this week?
too long? Would that be bad to say? No, I'll be.
It would be bad to say.
The weather stays like this, I'm going home tonight. No, I'm going to be here through Thursday night. I'm going to leave on Friday.
Very good. We appreciate your patience and your time and your expertise today.
Thank you. I appreciate you standing on the lower step so I can at least, you know, feel what it feels like to be. See, you know, that's just uncalled for.
Interview's over. Mike DeRocco, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure to visit with you. Mike DeRocco from ESPN.com.